This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So what I can do, in fact, is I can recite for you a couple of verses from the Quran, because what we believe is they are known through the revelation. And I can recite for you maybe 10, 20 second verses and translate for you and show you what, I think it will give you more of a flavor of what we believe.
Sure. Do what you will.
So the Quran states, in the end of chapter 59. سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. He is Allah, that there is no God worthy of worship except for Him, the King, the Holy, the One free from all defects, the giver of security, the watcher over his creatures, the mighty, the compeller, the supreme. Glory be to him. Glory be to God. High is he above all that they associate as partners with him. He is Allah, the creator, the inventor of all things, the bestower of forms. To him belong the best names. All that is in the heavens and the earth glorify him, and he is the almighty, the all-wise. So these are, I would say, potentially the two best verses that summarize for us.
Yeah, so it's an attempt to use a multiplicity of virtues to define a supreme source of good. So, yes. Okay, I have a technical question for you, a procedural question, I guess. When we're talking, so you sang those verses, and then, so here's what happened. I asked you that question. You sang those verses or chanted them, or a combination of those two. Okay, but there's a melodic element to that, and I don't understand the language, and then you translated them. And so why approach the answer to my question in that manner?
Because we believe that the Quran in its original language has an element in it, or has a virtue, if you like, to it, or an attribute to it, which cannot be felt or experienced phenomenologically, if you like, through just mere translation. We believe
so, that... Yeah. And so what purpose does that serve in the discussion with someone like me?
What it would do, hopefully, because we believe the Quran has divine qualities itself. The Quran itself has divine qualities. So we believe, number one, it's a cure. We believe it's actually a physical cure, as well as a spiritual cure. We believe that it's a guidance. We believe that it's something which will literally put you in a psychological state of ease. So in a sense, what it will do, it hopefully, you know, will have an effect on you, which is physiological, maybe psychological. Mm-hmm. And in a sense, it's like giving you something to taste rather than explaining what it tastes like, you know? And so that's why I feel it's...
How do you know when that's appropriate and when it's not?
It's always, I mean,
you obviously don't all the... So that's why I asked the question. Obviously, you're making distinctions. You're not doing what you just did with...
What is your piece? I want to give you the full Islamic experience, you see?
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? So part of it is to let you hear what the Quran sounds like.